Now there are records. When they were brought into records, they are in book form. They are called secret teachings, secret books, secret import. They were not actually given to ordinary students. They were not taught to the ordinary students. They were only taught to chosen ones, fortunate few. And it was a tradition that older son used to learn those scriptures. But later on, when Shankaracharya started making commentaries, then ordinary people studied it. And when people like Swami Vivekananda, Swami Ramatirtha came to the foreign countries, then they spoke on the knowledge and wisdom of the Upanishads, and it became public. Now, every human being can have a book from the library. But let me tell you one thing. I have never seen a book being a teacher. Book cannot teach. There are many mysteries, many words which have very subtle meaning. And if you miss one word and its meaning, well, instead of going to the east, you go to the west. You see, I'm not a very learned man. I never say I am. But I heard the sayings of the Upanishads from the great sages at least 11 times. At least. The tradition is to sit near the teacher, that means Upanishad. So when we were asked to sit, we never moved. Asana Siddhi was very important. They always looked at our posture, the way we sat. Are we moving? Are we restless? All the movements and gestures of human being indicate that there is something going on inside. They wouldn't allow you to sit near them if you move. Then there was one thing. When my master asked me to see other sages, first thing he said, you'll be wasting your time and energy if you see that somebody has long, white, flowing beard and shining face and big bulging eyes. If you go towards these symptoms, son, you'll be wasting your time and you'll not get anything. I said, then what shall I see? He said, do not forget the saying of the great book called Gita. What is Gita? Srimad Bhagavad Gita is the gist, modified knowledge of Vedas and Upanishads. Sarva Upanishado Gao Dogda Gopala Nandana. Arjuna became calf and Krishna became a milkman, and Upanishads became a cow, and Krishna milked the Upanishads and Arjuna drank.